Sagt der Mishnah, darf nun Beis am mit Beis. Chamor yoitze b'madas. A donkey is allowed to go with a saddle cover. Madas is a cover that they have in order to warm it up. Bizman shi kshura boy. However, it has to be tied, because even though all the things that we're going to see now are for the benefit, if it's not a masa, it's not considered a carrying on Shabbos, if you need it. If it's a malbush, if you need it to warm yourself up. If it's, no, we said a tachshit, depends. If it's something that's urche, if it's done, if it's not done. It has to be for the benefit of the animal, for the protection of the animal, nitirusa. We had a whole question of nitirusa yiserta. So we're saying now, in my das, a cover, a saddle cover, warms it up, so it's allowed to go with it. However, it has to be tied well, because if it's not tied well, he's going to go into the public domain, he's going to the shus rabim, and then the owner is going to lift it, and that's a chash. So it has to be tied. Schorim yoitzin levuvim. Schorim zachdrashi, elim, meaning rams, male rams, yoitzin levuvim. They go levuvim. Rashi says levuvim and shchuzois and kvulois and kvunois. It's all going to be explained in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara what they are exactly. But schorim, the rams allowed to go levuvim. Recheilois are sheep, females, yoitzin shchuzois, kvulois, ukvunois. And that's, again, the Gemara is going to explain what each one is, what it does. Zogt die Mishnah weiter, Ho'izim, goats, yoitzos, tzroiros. Tzroiros is referring to Zogt Rashi, Dadei and tzroiros. The udders are tied. Now, there's the reason why you tie the udders, Zogt Rashi, in order to dry it, Kedei shelo yichlevu. So in order that milk shouldn't drip out. So you're doing it in order that it should dry out. Then Rashi says, another reason, that it shouldn't drip on the floor, but rather they should catch it and collect it with the kiss. So if you collect it, it's a big difference. One of them is very tight, that it should dry out. One of them is just loosely hanging, that it should collect the droplets of milk. So, meanwhile, the Mishnah says both of them are permissible. Rashi says, tzroyos means both types. You tie the udders for both reasons, it's permissible. But we'll see soon that Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is going to argue, and he's going to say it's only for permissible to dry, because then it's very tight. Mashenkin lecholov, to carry the milk, then it's not so tight. So again, it might fall. So meanwhile, Tanna Kamma says, ha'izim yoytzes tzroyos, you can tie the udders. Rabbi Yossi oyse bekulam, Rabbi Yossi says, everything is forbidden. Chutz min ha'recheilim ha'kvunois, except for recheilim, which are sheep, kvunois. Kvunois means like a covering, in order to protect the wool. You want the wool to remain nice and white. So sometimes you have sheep that have like a sweater. That sweater on top of the wool is in order to make sure that it remains white and doesn't have to, and not filthy. So that is something that's going to be tight and secure, so there's no chash that it's going to fall off. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, izim yoytzes tzroyros liyabesh avaloy lecholov. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the goats can only go when you tie the udders liyabesh to dry it, so then it's very tight. Mashenkin lecholav, if it's ordered to collect the milk, Zog Rashi loy mahadik shaper, so then mechayshin on that it might fall off. So then he might come to lift it in the Rishus Rabbim. Zog the Gemara daf nun gimel amid aleph, Omar Shmuel v'hu shekshul amerev Shabbos. Meaning that which we just said, for instance. Chamor yoytze b'madas, a donkey's allowed to go with the saddle cover. When we said bizman shikshula, when it's tied, zok de gemara v'hu shikshula me'erev Shabbos. It's not enough that it's tied. It has to be tied before Shabbos. It's not that on Shabbos you can go and tie it now on Shabbos itself. Why does it have to be tied on erev Shabbos? So Tosfos says right away, zok Tosfos, Rashi pirush lekamon the bekshula me'erev Shabbos have a malbush hachamor. So first, Tosfos brings Rashi later on that the reason why it has to be tied before Shabbos, this madas, this saddle cover, is because when you tie it before Shabbos, then it's a malbush. Then you're wearing it as a sweater to warm it up. Mashenka, when you don't tie it before Shabbos, so then it's a masui. Then it's only, it's a load that's not necessary. Why is that? Why does it suddenly make it not a masui? The pshat is, if he's really doing it because he's cold and he needs it to warm himself up, so why are you waking up on Shabbos? So if you do it on Erev Shabbos, it's clearly that it's not because of a load. It's because it's a malbush. But if you're only doing it on Shabbos, then it doesn't seem like it's a malbush. Because if it's a malbush, then you would have done it before Shabbos already. That's one pshat in Rashi, in Tosis, that he brings the same Rashi. V'oy de shafaz, like Tosis, another pshat. The be'enik shulim of Shabbos, if it's not tied before Shabbos, michzi k'miskaven loitzos hamadas. It looks like your intent is to carry outside. It looks like your intent is to take it outside. It's michzi. V'ra poiras pirish, third pshat, like Tosis, the michzi kilu miskaven loholich habeim lamokam rochik. It's not... It's a little different. You have to know why. What the difference is exactly. But Akoponim, he says the michzi is that it looks like your intent is that the animal should go l'makom gachoik. So that's another pshat. So three pshatim, why it has to be done Erev Shabbos. If it's done on Shabbos alone, it becomes not a malbush. It's more of a masui. It's michzi that you're miskaven to be moitzi l'madas. Or it's michzi that you're miskaven l'holich l'makom gachoik. Other Rishonim bring, the Rashba and the Rosh, they bring a Rishalmi, that the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos, very practical. If in order to tie on a saddle cover, you have to go lean over, touch the animal, move the animal, and start tying and fidgeting with it. Well, an animal is muktzah. So mele is issa shtam shem Shabbos. That's what has to be done on Erev Shabbos. The Goyin in Shleis Elio brings another reason. He says, because since on Shabbos you're not going to make a kesher kayoma, so you're going to make a kesher that's not going to be tight. If it's not going to be tight, it's going to be loose. It might fall off. And Mela, you have the same chash that you might come to lift it in the Shus Rabim. So Mela, the reason why Omash Muvushek Shulam Erev Shabbos, because to be kosher on Shabbos is not going to be Mahadik Tvei, and that's a chash you might lift it. So we have five reasons why Shulam Erev Shabbos. Zogma Om Rav Nachman, Masisi Nami Deko, we have a raya from the next Mishnah that it's clearly defined that it has to be tied before Shabbos if you're going to put on the saddle cover. Zogma Om the Ketoni, it says in the next Mishnah, on that Nun dalad amid beis ein a chamor yoytze b'madas. The chamor is not allowed to go with the saddle cover bizman she einik shugaloi when it's not tied. Now hechidomim, what are we talking about? Ilem is einik shugaloi klal. If it's not tied at all, pshita. You need to tell me you can't go if it's not tied. Of course you can't go if it's not tied. It's going to fall right off, and the owner is going to lift it and rishus rabim. Pshita dama nafla leiv asil asuye. Elo lav, we're talking about she einik shugaloi erev Shabbos. If we're talking about that, it's not tied on Erev Shabbos. The next Mishnah says it's forbidden to go if it's not tied on Erev Shabbos. That's what it means. Michlal de Reisha, mashmah that this Mishnah on the Beis Amid Beis is shekshur on Erev Shabbos. Shmamino is clearly that it's talking about that it's tied before Shabbos. Zog de Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned similarly in the Brisa. Chamor, a donkey, is yoytze b'madas. It's allowed to go with the saddle cover. Bizman shekshur on Erev Shabbos. If it's tied before Shabbos, then it says in the Brisa, v'loy be'ukef. However, the saddle itself, it's forbidden even if it's tied before Shabbos. Because since a saddle is not to warm it up, it's only like the definition of what's a masri and what's not is very, very delicate. So something that is warming up the animal, the chamor, the Gemara is going to say later, is inherently cold. It's cold and it always gets cold. So in order, something that warms it up is a malbush. But since the saddle itself is not warming it up, so even if you put it before Shabbos, it's also, it's a masui on Shabbos because it's not necessary. Anything that's not necessary is a masui. Just like we had a question about the Tuusi Yisrta. So something that's not warming it up, so then even if it's not before Shabbos, it's going to be a masui and it's also. So a saddle cover is muta, kshula me'erev Shabbos. A saddle itself is not mechamim, so me'el it's also.
Saddle cover goes first and then the saddle.
The saddle cover is, I guess, it goes first. It warms up. It's like a, yeah, it's like a blanket, type of blanket.
But you can't ride an animal anywhere on Shabbos, so a saddle is no good.
That's something else, right? But we're talking about, right, so you're saying the whole purpose of it is to ride it. You're only allowed to move it along, but you can't ride an animal. That's true. Zog de Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymel, Af Ukev, Bizman Shekshur Lomerev Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that no, that an ukaf, a saddle, he argues. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, a saddle itself is permissible. Zog Rashi, di'iu nami mahani l'chamo. He says that it is mechamim. That's gufa de machloikus. A saddle itself is also permissible, but it has to be kshula me'av Shabbos. Obviously, it has to be tied before Shabbos. If it's not tied before Shabbos, you have the five reasons we just said by my das. So even Reb Shimon Gamliel that says that a saddle itself is mechamim, but it has to be tied before Shabbos. Uvavad shlo yik shlo masrichin. But then there's another condition by the saddle that even if you're going to do it, it can't have the masrichin that are tied. Zok Rashi, why? The michzi kemisha roitzel atinoid masui. The masrichin are types of straps that you tie there in order to put a load on there. And when you're putting a masi on there, that's for sure also on Shabbos. So that you can have it. It's a michzi dikadin. And another condition, uvach lo yifshel lo ritzua tachas novoi. You can't have a ritzua rope under its tail. Zok v'ashi, shenoisim shom shleiteret ha'ukav v'hamasi al tzavoro k'shiyoredes. If it goes downhill, so it shouldn't slide, the masi shouldn't slide on his neck. And in the back, you have something protecting the string that it shouldn't slide off his back. So you can't have this ritzua tachas novoi because then it's there in order that the masui, Rashi says, ukaf and the masui shouldn't slide. But like upon him, it's meant for the masui, the heavy load. So then it's clearly something that's going to be awesome because that's not necessary. Not necessary is a masui. Because if you're doing it for the masui, then that's something that's forbidden on Shabbos. Zogt, that's not for the benefit of the animal for him to carry a load. So that's avada noitzo. Zogt, boy, mine rav asi ba nosen mi rav chiyah ba rav ashi. A new question. Mahu litin maldas agabi chamor b'shabbos. Now, till now we had that the maldas is permissible if it's kshul on erev Shabbos, and that was a whole sugya b'gabi hoitzo, and it's not considered a masui. It's called a malbush. It needs lechamim, but it has to be kosher in order that it shouldn't fall off, and in order all the other chashoshes that Tosfos discusses. Now the Gemara has a different question. Mahu litin maldas agabi chamor b'shabbos. I allowed a place to maldas. Zog Rashi v'loy lotzis l'shus rabim, not in order to go to l'shus rabim like we're discussing till now. Ela b'chotze umpnei atzena. You're putting it in his own courtyard. But because of tzena, because he's cold, so cold l'chari is mutter for the benefit of the animal. But the question is that it's midrabonon might be also, and Tosfos explains the reason is because of a tircha b'shabbos that's not necessary. The bottom of Dibur Maschil, ma'al litin madas, ela nira l'ri the time b'shum tircha de Shabbos. That's the reason. The reason is because of a tircha yeshabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a tircha yeserah. That's unnecessary. So if it's unnecessary, so then you can't do it on Shabbos.
Before you could do it on Shabbos?
Before we said, v'shekshu lo Shabbos. It has to be tied before Shabbos. You didn't do it on Shabbos. So it's not doing a tircha on Shabbos. Not just you put it on before Shabbos, you even tied it before Shabbos.
Okay.
And that was a question, like, is it a masi or a malbush? Now we're saying, are you allowed to take this saddle cover and put it on the animal on Shabbos, not in Rishus Rabbim, not for Rishus Rabbim, in the Chotzer, l'chamamo, but maybe it's a tichy
yaseira. Not, tying it,
not
it
even putting it on. Even putting it on would be a step before the tying it. It might be a tichy yaseira, it might be an additional tichy that's not mutter on Shabbos. So Tosfos learns the question is because of tichy. This tichy yaseira on Shabbos. Others learn differently. Others learn up in Rashi that the chash is that maybe it should be also in chotzer gzeira otir rishus rabim, and that's what Rashi says. V'loy lotzis rishus rabim ela b'chotzer, and maybe it should be forbidden even to place it in the chotzer because of gzeira that you might go to rishus rabim. Now Tosfos comes lafuke that Tosfos in the beginning of the Dibur Maschil litin madas. So at first Tosfos has a question. V'ein less or mishum de'ein kli nitel ela dova nitel. Maybe it should be forbidden to take the madas because the animal itself is mukta and ebezoi. Ain kli nitel ala dova nitel. You can't take a kli for something that itself is mukta. And that Tosfos answers the behem chshiva kedova nitel. An animal is not called mukta. An animal is called dova nitel. Ah, you can't move an animal. So the Teretz says yes. Kevin diyachal lemoishcha ulaylicha b'chol makom. You can take a leash and move the animal along with the leash. These conditions Tosfos said earlier. The leash has to be that it's not the distance between your fist holding the leash and the animal is less than the tefach, and the leash has to be removed off the ground, the tefach, but in such a way you can lead the animal. So a male, it's not considered ein kli nitel ela ladovar nitel, because the animal could be nitel ali de leash in such a way. So that's first step. Tosfos says that is no problem of taking the madas for the animal on Shabbos because of ein kli nitel ladovar nitel, because the animal is nitel in such a way. So Tosfos comes lafuke this pshat we just said that it's a gzeira chotzer to rishus rabim. So he says, Rav Asi banos in the boyim also ain lefash from the michzik roitz loylech abeim ala mokum rochik. Number one, he says the question is not because it looks like you want to go to a mokum rochik. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, if traskel is mutter, which is a tainug ba'alma that you place a basket for the animal to feed, which is more comfortable to have food available, so kol shkein amardas is mutter.
If the madas is a chash of shem yechol makom rochik, how can you make a kolshkein? The ein lefash nami the boy lemeisal. The reason why the question might be also to place a madas on Shabbos. Bechotza otar shus rabim, like we're saying now that maybe it's gzeira chotza otar shus rabim. Kolom agabe isha befeg bami isha, but we make a gzeira by an isha. They got a behema like gozer who could attain the besomach. Got a zugu metayelaz in a bechotzer. By behema we're not gozer in a chotzer. We don't make a gzera otu. So Tosu wants to say, and that's Tosu shita. Elanira l'ri the time is from tircha the Shabbos. The problem is because of a tircha is Shabbos. Tircha on Shabbos is osir, and that's the question of Gabi Madas. So Tosu is coming lafuke the gzera of chotzer otu shus rabim. But lemaisa others want to learn like that that it's taka als gzera, and Tosu learns it's al tircha. Another pshat that could be said, others want to say, is that the reason why you can't place the madas is because you are touching a mishtamash bebehema, ein ala mishtamash bebalachayim. The Tos Shonim says that pshat over here, and the Dibba Maskel Toilin, at the end he says, v'rav asi b'rav nosin deboi lemesar, that he wanted a aser, is efshar mishum dilma osi l'shtamash bebalachay. Tos Shonim brings us atzah, that that's maybe the reason why you can't place a madas on the chamor b'shabes, because you might be mishtamish bal chai. Now, the rush that we said before that brings the Yerushalmi, the Rashba, that the reason why you can't be kosher on Shabbos, the madas, is because that's called mishtamish bal chai. So that would imply that only being kosher is mishtamish bal chai, when you actually have to knot it and tie it, but merely placing maybe is not called mishtamish bal chai. So that's yesh lodun if the problem is mishtamish bal chai. But like upon him, Tosis clearly says the question is tircha. Others say the reason might be gzeir chotz otu shus rabim or mishtamish bal chai. The Netzivin Meroim Yisodei wants to say another pshat. He says, Rashi, in the Dibba Maschel Eisvei, says at the end over there that it's domi kilu tzorich latinoi masui. The reason why it might be osir to place a madas on Shabbos, because it looks like a masui that you're planning to place on this behema, and that's where you're placing this madas, because you're planning to go out on Shabbos with it. And that's the is of Mar Zayin. A person doesn't know you're doing it l'chamo. It looks like you're about to load the animal in order to travel with it. So that's why maybe ain't noise in my das. I'll come on him. That was the question of the Gemara. It's not the question of the Gemara before of Madas and in Rishus Rabim, where you have to have Shum Erev Shabbos. We're talking about the etzem placing, either Tircha or the Chshash of Masu, all these different Chshashes that we discussed. Have them entered the Gemara? Omalei Mutter. You don't have to worry about all these Chshashes. Not the Chshash of Tircha on Shabbos by merely placing it, not the chashash of Masui, not the chashash of Chotza Otrushus Rabim. It's mutter to place the Etzer Madas. On Shabbos, you're allowed to place the Madas on the Chamor in order to mechamit. Omalei, so he told him, V'chime ma ben zele ukov. The ukov, we're assuming that it's also to place the saddle itself. The saddle itself is also. So why is the saddle also and the Madas is mutter? So the Gemara says, Ishtik. He was quiet. He was quiet, so the fact is that he was quiet, Rashi explains, it must be that he held that there is no difference. And just like it's mutter by a mardas, so too, ukav is also mutter. And if an ukav is mutter, so I'm asking you a kasha, Eisvei, we see clearly not like that, ukav shal gabi chamor, the saddle that's on the donkey, lo yitalteleno, biyodoy. You're not allowed to remove the ukav from the donkey, elo, but what do you do if you want to remove it? Malichoy, you make it walk in the chotzer, and then the saddle falls off on its own. So from the fact that we see that you're not allowed to remove the ukuf biyadayim, but rather you have to make it indirectly fall off on its own, so hashtol litol amrit loy, madach, you can't remove the ukuf from the animal on Shabbos, so the niach miboya, to place it is a shaila. If madach, if to remove you can't, you have to do it indirectly. So to place it directly for sure is going to be osa. And Rashi says is the reason why it's a kolshkein. The domi kilutzach latino masui, placing it is more of a reason to asa, because placing it looks like you want to load an animal, and that's for sure osa on Shabbos to load in a masui. So memele we see clearly that an ukav is osa, an ukav is osa to place on a chamor on Shabbos. So ibezoi a madash should also be osa. So why do you say that a madas is mutter? That's the question we're asking. What is the difference between madas and ukuf? I'm just proving to you from this braisa that an ukuf to place it for sure also. It's kolshken, it's also. If you're not allowed to remove it, for sure you can't place it. So if ukuf is also, so what's the difference between this and a madas? And you said a madas is mutter? Omalei Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said, shafkei. Shafke, meaning Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, said that it's mutter. Don't ask him this question. The Kerabe Svile, he holds like his Rebbe. He holds like Rav. Rav is his Rebbe. The Omer Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Rav, it says clearly in the name of Rav, Toilin Traskel Lebeheima B'Shabbos. He allowed a place, a traskel, a basket with soirim, in order to make it easier for lunch to be available for the animal without bending down. He has a basket with soirim constantly available for him to eat, which is a tainuk ba'alma, just a comfort. He allowed to place that on Shabbos. So if he allowed to place that on Shabbos, the kavachomer, that what? Madas. Kavachomer to madas, it's mutter. Madach, you allowed to place something which is only comfort. For sure, you allowed to place a madas, which is more than comfort. It's tsar, because the animal is inherently cold. You allowed to place the madas, the saddle cover, in order to warm it up. So, zok de gemoga, umahosom de mishum tainuk. Shogi, madach, to place a traskel, which is only tainuk. It's only comfort that he shouldn't have to bend to eat. Is mutter. So, hocha de mishum tsar, in order that the animal shouldn't be cold. Like kol shekain, that it's mutter to place the madas on Shabbos. So, Mela, Rav clearly said you're allowed to place the madas on Shabbos. So, don't ask me a question that what? That maybe it looks like you're placing a masi on Shabbos, or it's tirchi yisera. All the questions you're asking. Chiya Bar Ashi held like his Rebbe Rav, and a madas is mutter. And that's what he said, it's mutter. You want to know why Ukav is different? That we're going to tell you soon. The Gemara is going to discuss why Ukav is different. Ukav doesn't have this maila, that it's mutter. But Akoponim, madas is mutter. Don't ask me questions from Ukav to madas. Madas, he holds like his Rebbe, and that's why it's mutter. He doesn't discuss Ukav. Ukav is not on the radar because his Rebbe discussed madas. Madas is mutter. Now, Zog the Gemara, Shmuel argues on Rav. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, no, madas is takamuta. You're allowed to place the madas because that we said is no chash of tirch and all these things are muta. You're allowed to be placed the madas on Shabbos. However, in the chotzer we're talking about. In the chotzer it's muta to place the madas. But traskel osir, to have merely a tainuk, to have merely an enjoyment, a comfort for a salav seorim around the neck, that is osir. Because that's already considered a masa, something that's unnecessary. It's unnecessary for him to have it. So that's osa. So we have a chlekes Rav and Shmuel, if a traskel is mutter or osa. Zog de Gemara, ozal Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, omer l'shmaitzi de Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said over the member of Rav that a traskel is mutter. Kamei de Shmuel in front of Shmuel that held that it's osa. Omer leisa, Shmuel said, ihochi oma abo. If Rav said that a traskel is mutter, lo yode b'milet Shabbat v'le klum. He doesn't know anything about Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. So obviously he did not say so. Not that he's saying that Rav doesn't know the Shabbos. It's impossible Rav was matir traskel because of Adat's osir. Zog the Gemara, continues the Gemara, he solid Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira went from Bobo to Etzisol, Ashkel Reb Yomim by Yefes, he saw Reb Yomim by Yefes, the Yosef, the Kamal, the Shmei, the Reb Yochanan. He said in the name of Reb Yochanan that Noistin, Madas, the Gabi Chamor, the Shabbos, you allowed to place a Madas on a Chamor and Shabbos in the Chotzah. Omalei, so he told him, Yasher, Yasher means very good, Yasher Koyach, you said correctly. V'chein tirgama ayuch bebovel. And likewise, ayuch, Shmuel is called an ayuch, Rashi says, because he was a shofet, because he was a boki bedinim, he was a shofet on hilchas dinim, and a shofet's like a melech, so it's like a lion. So kash tirgama ayuch bebovel, that what's it called, Shmuel already also said so, that ayuch mani zogt mo Shmuel. That Shmuel also said that a madas is mutter to be placed on a chamor b'shabbes. Frag the Gemara. There's no machlekes Rav and Shmuel legabe the madas. But Rav nami amoro. So why are you saying fatigamor ayuch bebovel? Rav also said a madas is mutter. The machlekes legabe traskel. So why are you saying because Shmuel was matter? Zogt mo elo shamei dava mesayim be. He heard that he finished off and he said that Binyamin by Yosef said, Binyamin by Yefes said that the ain toilin traskel b'shabbes. He said a madas is mutter, but a traskel is osir because that's a tainik ba'alma. So that is specifically like Shmuel. Omale yasher v'chein tigma ayich bebovel, and that's indeed dafka like Shmuel because that's Shmuel's heta of only a madas, but an isser of traskel. So mele that's not like Rav because Rav said a traskel is mutter too. So, Frek the Gemara, back to the original Kasha, why is Madas Takamuta? The Kuli Alma Mias, Madas is Mutter. Evan agrees, the Machlekes of Rav and Shmuel is only Legabe the Traskel, but the Madas, Evan agrees, is Mutter to be placed on Shabbos in the Chotzer. So, why is it that the Madas is Mutter, Maishtomi Ukuf? The Brisa says clearly that the Ukuf you can only remove by having it walk in the Chotzer and Noifim Elov. So, we see that if you can't remove it. For sure, you can't place it. So why taka is a uk of osa to place and a madas is muta? And to the Gemara, shiny hosom, the efshad, the nofa memela. The reason why you can't remove the uk of biyadayim, the saddle, is because it can fall off on its own. Masha'enkin, a madas, you can't place on its own. So that's why the madas, you're allowed to place, because the thing is on its own. Masha'enkin, a ukuf, it can be removed on its own. Now, the placing of the ukuf is, at the end of the day, that's also going to be osa, because the ukuf doesn't warm it up. The madas is taking the saddle cover, warms it up. So that's muta because of tzina. Masha'enkin, the ukuf doesn't do the job to warm it up. To remove it, it can go off on its own, and to place it, it's not because of tzina. It doesn't warm up the animal. So that's why it's osa to place. Now, it could be the etzem ukuf, the saddle, is meant for riding. You're not allowed to ride it on Shabbos. So that would be another reason why you can't place the ukuf. But it definitely is not mechamem, and it might even be the whole uvda of the ukuf is to ride it. You can only lead the animal with a leash, but you can't sit on it. But that's already muktzah. Zogdimal Rav Papa Omar, another reason to differentiate between the ukuf, the saddle, which is osur, and the madas, which is mutter, to place. Zogdimal Rav, the reason why by the madas, by the saddle cover, it's mutter, is l'chamema. It's in order to warm up the animal. So that's for the purpose, the necessity of it's necessary for the animal to warm itself up. It's tzeina. However, kan, to remove the ukuf, it's letzanano. The animal is hot and sweaty, so you want to remove the saddle. Since the animal is inherently cold, it's going to cool off on its own. You can leave the ukuf on there. So that's why you can't remove it. Kanle, it's lechamamo, so that's a tzar for the animal. Kan letzanano, here it's in order to cool it off, and that you don't have to worry about that. It's not so necessary. Lechamo is letzairo. In order that to warm it up when it's cold, it's a tzar, so you're allowed to put the blanket on there. You're allowed to put the saddle cover. However, letzanano, to cool it off, less letzairo, there's no tzar. And Rashi explains, because it will cool off on its own. Like people say, a donkey, even in the midsummer, in the middle of Tammuz, it's bad some cold. So male, it's going to cool off on its own, even if it's sweating now from its load that it had, or from whatever the reason it had the ukuf. So to remove it, you don't need to, because it will cool off on its own, because be'etzim, it's an animal that's korer, an animal that's always going to be cold. So it comes out that a madas, we said, is mutter to place in the chotzer. In order, because it warms it up. So mitzena, it's mutter. Avadi, it can't be kosher on Shabbos, because that's what we said, it has to be kshul on me'erev Shabbos. And the reasons, like we brought down in Tosis, is because otherwise it's not a malbush, or because it looks like Maris Ayin, that you're going out on a trip, on a masul, a makam rochik, and all the different reasons. And madas, to place on Shabbos, in the chotzer, they don't have those reasons, and it's not, you're not worried about tircha, and it's taka mutter in the chotzer. Legabe, the ukuf, since the ukuf doesn't do the job of warming up, it's taka osa to place, and it's osa to remove. To remove, it's osa because it can go off on its own, indirectly, if you have it walk in the chotzer, and to place, it's osa because it's not mechamim. So mele, it's not going to do the job. And the removal is also not a tsar, because chamer is be'etzim korer, so it cools off on its own. And legabe traskel, Tosis says that we hold over here like Shmuel, even though usually Paschal like Rabbi Yisurin, but since Rabbi Yochanan said that ain't toiling traskel, so taka the traskel, which is tainig, is taka osa to place on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, meisvei, the Gemara now goes back to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Is a traskel mutter osa? Zok the Gemara, meisvei, lo yetzi asus biznav shuol, a sus, a horse is not like going to shus rabim. A znav shuol. Znav shuol is a foxtail. Zog Rashi, what's the reason you have this znav shuol? Shetoin loy bein enof shlo yishlet ba'ayin. It's for ayin hora. So since it's not necessary, so Mele doesn't have, he's not allowed to go with it. It's a masui. Anything that's not necessary is a masui. This braisa clearly defines what's necessary and what's not. So a znav shuol is also, it's not necessary. And likewise, v'loy bezah hugis, v'loy bezah hugis shebein enof. And likewise, if you have a red bentel, a reuter bentel, ben einov, and Rashi says over here, the problem with this reuter bentel is the reason why you can't have this red zahuris ben einov is lenoi. So again, noi is something that's relative. A necessary, a thing that's urche, that's done, is mutter, it's a tachshit, it's a malbush. But something that's not done, it's also, it's a masui. This type of noi is also to him to go and just rob him. So it's lo yeitze bezahuris shebein einov. And likewise, v'lo yeitze azob bekishaloi, a zov cannot go with a kiss to mekabel the ziva to be moina how many riyasis he has, because again it's not considered a tachshid or a malbush, so it's also. And likewise v'loy izim bekiss shebedadeyim, and goats cannot have a kisha b'dadein that they tie the udders. And Rashi brings two reasons why they do it. Either lekabel cholav anoitiv, in order to collect the milk that drops, so then it's not going to be tight because you want to collect the milk. Not like we said before, liyabesh. Liyabesh, it's tight. But in order to collect the milk, it's not going to be tight. So mele might fall off and you'll come to carry the rabim. Inami shlo yisretu dadein ala koitzim sho yedadin gasin. In order that the dadin, the udder shouldn't get scratched. Now, l'chayra, this is l'tzarech ha-behema. L'tzarech ha-behema, we said, for tzar of the behema, for the security of the behema, and the terus of the behema, is mutter. So why should bekisha b'dein be also? The pshat is, because it seemed like l'tzarech, but since over here, the chashash is that you might not tie it tight and mahadik heitev, so that's why it's also, it might fall, and you might come to carry the shus rabim. Only heitev is mutter, liyabesh. Akaponim, but stamba isn't shabakitza dayan. This rabbi says it's also, even if it's to prevent scratching, because it might not be tight. And likewise, v'loi poro b'chasoim shabapio. And likewise, a poro cannot go with a muzzle in order that it shouldn't graze in other people's fields, is also also, because again, this is not for the benefit of the animal. The owner might not want it. The other person might not want it. But for the animal, he wants to eat. So it's not, again, for the benefit of the animal. So it's not for the tzorich of the animal. So it's a masui. And likewise, v'loy siyochim. Siyochim are young donkeys or young horses. Betrasklin shebepiem. This is the gate to Rav and Shmuel. It says over here that young horses or young donkeys cannot go with a traskel, with a basket that they tie over their neck in order to be eat l'shus rabim. V'loi behema besandal. And likewise, a behema cannot go with a sandal that they put beragleo in order that it shouldn't get nizik from avonim. So l'chayra, if it's not to be nizik from avonim, it's l'chayra for tzad, for the protection of the behema. So the difference is that this is not something that's tight and hammered in like a regular horseshoe is, like a hoof is. A horseshoe, the Mishmur in Shinhei clearly says that's mutter because that's banged in with a nail. So then there's no chash that it might fall off. But this sandal, even though it might protect him, it's a mice that the chash that it might fall off. So it's considered a masui and it's also to go in reshus rabim. Again, so loy sochim bepiem, loy sochim betraskin shepiem, beshus rabim, loy behema besandal sheberagleo, loy bekamia afishim mumcha, even though it's a kamia mumcha, and it works three times, an animal cannot go with a kamia mumcha, it's not necessary for the animal to have this, so it's a masui. This is a chumra of an animal over a person, because a person could go with a kamia mumcha in a shus rabim. However, the Bryce says an animal could go to Shus Rabim, the eget shagabi amaka, if he has a eget on a maka to protect the maka. And Rashi says the reason is lek lemema osilasuye. It seems to imply not because it's tight, it's because he's not going to go pick up the band-aid if it falls off. So again, there's no chash of havaris dalalam Shus Rabim, because osilasuye. So mainly you're allowed to go with the eget shagabi amaka, this band-aid, so to speak, on the maka. Uvekshishin shal gabi ashever. Or you have a sprained leg. The animal has a sprained leg. You take two pieces of wood and you put it and you tie it around. You make like this type of cast. You tie it around the broken leg. So a melo, this is going to be very tight. You want him not to bend his leg. So a melo, it's not going to fall off. So it's not a masui. It's part of the animal. You're allowed to wear it in the shus rabim. U'beshilya hamadul delesbo. And likewise, an animal can go with a shilya, with the placenta hamadudelas, even though it's hanging, because the shilya hamadudelas is, even though it's yotza mitzos, it's part and parcel of the animal. So mainly it's part of the animal, so that's not considered, not looked upon as a masui. V'poikin lo zug b'tzavoga, and likewise, it says in the Braisa that the bell that you have around the neck of a cow, let's say, you have to stuff the bell that it shouldn't make any noise. The reason why it can't make any noise, because that is Hashmaras Kol and Shabbos. Hashmaras Kol and Shabbos is also, that we know is Hashmaras Shir. So that you can't have on Shabbos. And here Rash says this also even in the Chotzer. Because since the Hashmaras Kol, so it's also in the Chotzer too. Other Rishonim say that it's also in the Chotzer because it will be choished him that he wants to go to the Shuk to sell it. That's what the custom, the Hanhoga was, that he used to have a bell around it when it goes to the Shuk. That's Chazil, Manda Ozel, Chazil Inga. The Mixik Manda Ozel Inga. Rashi says clearly that the reason why it's just Ram, it's also, but that looks like you're going lechinga, you're going to the market. So there's a tzad in the Rishonim that even in the Chotz, it's also, because it looks like you're planning to go to the Shuk. So the Braisa umetayelas imoi, as long as his bell is stuffed and it doesn't make any noise, b'chotzer, it could have it in the chotzer. Now comes the kasha that we're asking on Shmuel, Katoni Mias. It says clearly in the Braisa, V'loi siyochin betrasklin shebepiyam l'shusarabim, that the siyochim, these young horses or donkeys, cannot have a traskel, this basket, around their neck to go to l'shusarabim. So we're medayik as follows. L'shusarabim udaloi, to l'shusarabim, they can't, it's a masui. Ho b'chotze shapidomi, but in the chotze you're allowed to go to the traskel. So my lav, b'gdoilim, we're talking about regular siyochim gdoilim that are very tall, and oibazoi, there's no tsar for them to bend and eat off the ground, and yet we allow mishum tainug to have this lunch available the whole time for them with a basket of soyim around their neck. So we said before, Shmuel said that a mardas to place on Shabbos is mutter. Rav says even a traskel. Shmuel says traskel is also only mardas is mutter. Rav says traskel is mutter too. Here we see clearly not like Shmuel. We see a traskel for b'chotzer is mutter, because the discussion the Gemara before was legabe mardas b'chotzer ma'un losim, and who had in traskel. And Shmuel says traskel oinig is also only tzar is mutter. But she'enkem a traskel is also. Here we see clearly that it b'shus ram it's also. But she'enkem b'chotzer for gdoilim it's mutter, even though it's a tainik ba'alma. Even Shmuel would agree to hear that a traskel is mutter. Loi b'ktanim. We're talking about siyochim that are ktanim. That means they have tall legs and their necks are not long at all. So for them to eat off the ground is a lot of tsar. So that's why you're allowed to have the traskel. Tsar, Shmuel agrees. Just like you're allowed to place the madas because of tsar tzeina. So you're allowed to have the traskel for siyochim ktanim, which are long, skinny legged, but short necked. So mele for them, it's going to be a tsar to eat off the ground. Umishum tsar. Zogdimoga de kanami. I'll bring you a proof that the whole het is only because of tsar. The katoni. It says the same Brisa says that a kmiya is usur. So what's the purpose of a kmiya? Kmiya is because of illness, because of choyli zadrashi. So just like over there, it's because of a tsar, and yet it's usur. But a kaponim, we see we're talking about the sugi of tsar. So when it comes to tsar, it's daka mutter betrasklin shebechotzer, and that's not a raya keneged Shmuel like Rav, because a trasklin shebechotzer lo'olam is mutter when it's a tsar, meaning when it's for siyachim ktanim. The Tosis right away asked the Kasha, the Balam Tosis, that what's the whole Shaila, but Tainig is Mutter? We assumed it originally was talking about Siochen Gdoilim. Maybe it's talking about the Traskel that was placed there before Shabbos. But to be placed on Shabbos, then it would Taka be also. So Tosis, no. Since it says Rishus Ram by Traskel, clearly in the Braisa, more than the other things. So Melo, we're talking about that it's coming to Medaik only in Rishus Rabim. It's also, but in Rishus Chotz, it's mutter in any oifen, even if you don't place it before Shabbos, even if you place it on Shabbos. And that was the original Kasha, and the Gemara says, no, over here it's a tzar. We'll stop over here. Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis on the top.